From mountain crest to mountain crest, from canyons to the clouds and into the cosmos, we are pumping wattage high and low, streaming worldwide on the internet and keeping you company tonight. It's live tonight, the place to relax and hang out. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, giving you the latest and discussing the weirdest. We have assembled the finest team of reporters and the most intriguing guests, and that's why we are your favorite hub right here on News Radio 570 WWNC plus AM 1400. They don't call it the talk of the mountains for nothing, and we are having our own little live Halloween party here tonight. It's getting spooky around here. We see some shadows lurking, and in a minute we'll tell you about some weird stuff that's been happening here around us. But first, there are people who are screaming their heads off right now, being chased by madmen with chainsaws and axes and God knows what. In a nearby cornfield, it's Pinhead's graveyard. Just to say that brings a chill to you. Your blood runs cold. And we have Otis with us from Pinhead's graveyard. Otis, welcome to the Halloween show, my friend.
Hey, Joshua, how you doing? Oh, man, we got some scared ones down here tonight.
Oh, you just love it, don't you?
Oh, man, that one made my ears hurt. Hey, Teddy, you take care of them for me. How you doing, Joshua?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's creepy. I feel like I'm in the cornfield with you tonight. You're terrorizing people out there tonight, aren't you?
Oh, we are. We started whenever it got dark, and we've been nonstop up till now, and we still keep scaring them. We had a girl in tears down here about 20 minutes ago. So they're so cute when they whimper, Joshua.
So now, tonight is actually a very comfortable night. If you're running and your blood is pumping, it keeps you pretty warm on this chilly evening, doesn't it?
It does. I've got my cutoff shirt down here with my blood on it, and got my cheerleader down here, and she's been crying a little bit on us, and we're having a fun night tonight.
So now, who knows every year what's going to happen there at Pinhead's graveyard? Anything can go. So tell us some stories about some of the weirdness that's happened to you in this cornfield tonight.
Oh, man, our location last year filled up with bodies. We got a new location this year, and we picked this spot because it's a lot more desolate. We got hardly any street lights. Down here, it's in a cold part of the road. It's really cold down here, and there's an old abandoned house over here where an old man supposedly died in his house. And I heard there's a witch living up on the mountain, and we have not been prepared for some of the stuff we've seen down here, Joshua. Especially down here at my spot, we've had I've got one of my gas bottles sitting on the ground. And then I messed with the groups, and we were all down here one night playing with the fire, and we made whatever it was mad, and my gas bottle just flipped over. About 20 minutes later, one of our guys had his hat sitting on top of a pumpkin, and we had the music going and the screams going, and we heard something, and we turned around, and his hat got just knocked down on the ground. So it has been really spooky down here.
Wow. So the spirits have been unleashed all over this area tonight. It's going to get even weirder and scarier. Why do you think that people like coming there? And first off, let me ask you this. Where is your new location?
We are about 10 minutes on out from where we were last year. If you take I-40 to exit 37, it's the East Canton exit. There's a truck stop there. You can get off the exit. Let's say you're coming from Asheville. You're heading out towards Canton. You get off exit 37, and you'll make a left. You go back under the bridge, and that road right there is 1923. And you take 1923 south towards Canton, and we're about 2.5 miles down on the left. We're basically at the bottom of Canton Hill. There's a Wells' funeral home about a mile away and a hot spot, and we're about a mile from it. And we're on the left down here.
So now, over the years, you have perfected the art of scaring people so badly, they pee themselves, some of them pass out. Why do you think people keep coming back over and over, year after year, for this?
I think it's a It may be, and I don't want to say comfort factor, but I think people, you know, think they can come down here and get away with being scared and get out of here. But if, I'm here to tell you, we're not down here to mess around. You know, we will go after you. We will make you cry. We had a girl pee herself the other night down at Chainsaw. We had about 16 girls hop in two cars down in the parking lot the other night. Didn't know we could fit that many people in two cars, but they were just absolutely terrified.
Wow.
Maybe, you know, maybe it's where we are, it's real dark, it's cold down here, but we, you know, between the paranormal stuff that's going on down here and all of our characters down here, I don't know. I think people think they can come down here and get away with it, but we send them out of here in tears, Joshua.
Well, you know, I say this to you every year, so I may as well bring it up again. You know what I'm about to say. How do we know that some madman is not going to just put on a mask and sneak into that field and just kill as many people as possible before anybody knows what's going on?
Oh, man, that would be a show until we figured out what was going on. But that's definitely a possibility. We had a guy come through down here with a mask on a couple nights ago, and I actually thought about you. I wondered if this was going to be our guy that started pulling the knife out and just started killing everybody. So I mean, as long as they stayed on our side, I think we'd be good. But if they started coming after us, then who knows?
So everybody should know, if you go to Pinhead's graveyard, there's no telling what's going to happen to you. But I think we can guarantee you're going to get the bejesus scared out of you. Now, do you think that when people go there and they have this experience, especially since you've got all this real paranormal activity, that sometimes it might follow people home, that they might wake up and find there is some ghost that has followed them from Pinhead's graveyard?
I wouldn't put it past some of our people down here. Some of our victims and stuff go home, and we let them go, and they said they have nightmares about this place. You know, they hear stuff. We Bubba, our butcher down here, he's been wanting to bring the Ouija board down here and start messing around. I know at our old location, you know, whenever we had some of those pictures and stuff, We had the Ouija board down there, and bad stuff started happening. So we're thinking about, you know, waiting till possibly Halloween and seeing if we can talk to whatever's down here that doesn't like us down here, because there's obviously something, you know, between. Oh, we had a coffin lid down here leaning against the tree the other day, and one of our guys was standing next to it, and it got knocked off the tree and fell down to the bushes. So there's I don't know if it's the old man that passed away in the house, or maybe, you know, the witch up on the mountain, but someone doesn't like us being down here.
Well, considering you're out there in the wilderness of Western North Carolina, there could be all kinds of creatures lurking around as well. I mean,
yeah.
Are you afraid of maybe wolves, bears, werewolves, any of that stuff?
Yeah, maybe some werewolves. We are sitting at the base of a mountain, and the mountain, I took my four-wheeler up there and rode for about 20 minutes and didn't even reach the top of it. So there we're on the base of a mountain, and there's no telling what's up in there. We've seen some deer down here, you know, possibly, you know, some mountain lions and stuff like that. I'm waiting to see a werewolf, Joshua.
Yeah, I'm sure he's lurking around there. And, you know, so we will tell people right now, if you really, really want to get scared, if you want to get your adrenaline flowing, if you want to get pumped up, then Pinhead's graveyard is the place to go. But if you're weak of heart, don't even go there. So I know you've got a lot of people to terrify, so we're coming up on a break here soon. So tell everybody one more time, if they really want to do this, how they can come out there and see you, how they can learn more about Pinhead's graveyard.
Get on pinheadsgraveyard.com. We've got a really cool website that I did. And we've got a link to your page out there, Joshua, so they can find both of us. And we've got some videos out there, some pictures. What we do is we've got all the main characters down here. We've got Freddy, Michael Myers, Jason, Pinhead, me, Otis. I've got Tiny and Baby down here now. And And so it's all movie stuff. We've got the movie characters down here. You know, it's not people running around in a you know, with some face paint on and bloodied up saying boo. We've got the real deal. We've got Crystal Lake down here with the bridge. Freddie's got his boiler down there with his fire, and he jumps out of the fire. So, yeah, pinheadsgraveyard.com, and we're right off I-40, exit 37, about 2.5 miles from there. And we're going to be out here every night between now and November 1st.
All right, excellent. Well, you are the best at what you do, Otis. So make a lot of people scream for us tonight, my friend.
Hey,
and
I heard you're breaking off into your endeavors, and we look forward. I know you're going to come back and do your own thing. And I know this is your farewell show, and we just want to thank you, Joshua, for all that you've done. We're going to get you out here next year. Maybe we can do like a remote. You can come down here and try to figure out what these spirits are doing, because they're not happy we're here.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, because you definitely add that edgy dimension that we need on every Halloween show. So, Otis, you get back to work, my friend. We'll be in touch, all right?
Sounds good. Hey, y'all come over here and wait for me. Hey, Joshua, it's been a pleasure. We really appreciate it. And I know we'll be seeing you down here soon, buddy.
You certainly will, if I can build up my courage. I don't know if my heart can take it, but maybe I'll muster up that courage. So, all right, that's Pinhead's Graveyard, everybody.